A diet of chocolate and potatoes is probably not the most balanced ration one can eat, but during World War II, it meant survival for this family. It was all this young man could provide. We recount the story of Serge Kreisberger on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As 1941 turned to 1942, Serge Kreisberger and his family were Romanian Jews living in the town of Cinote, occupied by the Germans. Many Jews from that area had already been shipped to work camps or outright shot to death. For those Jews still living in the city, travel was restricted, and each could be easily identified.
You were wearing a Jewish yellow star when you walked out, and my father could go to the factory and from the factory.
Serge's father was allowed to work at the textile factory he once owned in exchange for his life. He earned no wages. At the age of 10, Serge became the family's breadwinner, earning money by collecting and selling copper pots. It was just enough money to keep the family fed.
So we were able to buy some potatoes. It's really funny, but we were eating potatoes and chocolate. Before the war, my father bought a big crate of chocolate because we knew that chocolate doesn't spoil.
The odd combination of chocolate and potatoes sustained the family. The Russians eventually regained the ground around the city of Cinote. The change of sides did not bring a relief in conditions, though.
They had a basic concept that if you survived the war, you probably were allied, you did something for the Germans. So they took all young people, even some of them that just returned from those labor camps, they grabbed them off the street, they put them on a truck, and they used to send them as cannon fodder in front of the troops.
Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.